And my point is that we have been given access to God's stuff, just like Jesus. Jesus is righteous, so am I. Jesus is holy, so am I. Jesus is the Son of God, so am I. Jesus is the well, so am I. Jesus is wealthy, so am I. Jesus is strong, so am I. We could go on and on. But why do we see the weakness and failure? Because we don't know it. That $20,000 was there all the time. But you walking around say, I sure wish I could get this. I need to try to figure out. Why wouldn't you use it? Because you didn't know. Amen. God is telling you what's in the covenant. What he promised you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, let's go back to that verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John 16:15. Keep going. Here we go. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. You know, he started talking stuff like this. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm a son of God. I'm the redeemer of the Lord. All my needs are met. I'm strong in the Lord. Power of his might. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, that's the language of the word, the Bible. That's God's language. My sheep know my voice. And stranger, they will not follow. What is he saying? When I talk, they listen.
Yeah.
And what they hear, they do.
Yeah.
And I've told you what you got, what you have, what has been given to you, you can do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God made sure that there was a deposit made when you joined him. He made sure that for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not yourself. That's a gift to God. God said, I gave you my faith. Same faith that I used to create the world. I gave it to you. Same faith and power that I raised Jesus from the dead. I gave you that.
Yes.
It's yours. So what the enemy's trying to do is keep you ignorant of this and make you think that you can't have this by putting pressure on you, on your mind, and by trying to keep you away from these things by feeding you something else and getting your attention. But I come to tell you, Jesus said, you can get to me because I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man can get to me except he come through me. No man can get to the Father except he come by me.
Lord.
Darkness could not hide who he is. Darkness tried to cover up Jesus, but when Jesus showed up, darkness had to take a hike.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It couldn't keep him from being known. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is why you have counterfeit money. Because they want to deceive you. Mm-hmm. Y'all, are you listening?
Amen.
But you ever notice people that at the cash register, they give them a little, I don't know what it is, some kind of little stick pen or something. They'll mark or whatever, they run across that thing, and that'll tell you whether it's real or counterfeit one.
Hmm?
When you realize what's going on, you got a signal in you. When you walk up in a counterfeit church, it'll go off. Counterfeit, counterfeit, counterfeit. If you're sharp, if you develop your spirit, the minute you get around something counterfeit, people talking like they're all holy, and you know how people put on the show, your spirit go off counterfeit, counterfeit, counterfeit. Why? Because God don't want you getting involved, wasting your time, getting full of stuff that won't work for you. When you need to get in the Word and say, I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. And I will go where He tells me to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So all things He wants you to have. Jesus' name was given to the church. And His name took His place with us on the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say His name took His place with us on earth. He's in heaven at the right hand. He's physically, if I can say it like that, physically there, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But His name is with us. And he's in heaven at the right hand. We on earth, physically so. And that name will do exactly what He did when He walked in the flesh while He was on earth. But this, he's been endeavoring to get this revelation to our spirits. Because we've been fed something else. We've been told that it doesn't work. God don't heal everybody. Everybody shouldn't speak with tongues. Tongues ain't for everybody. You heard all that stuff. Now, why would God treat one child different from another when He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever? Why would He treat you different and say, I'm the Lord, I change not? Why would He treat you different when God said He's no respecter person? Why would He? This false, this stuff they call trying to make you think this is spiritual and it's religious, it's ungodly, and it lead people, it divide people, and it call you to suffer and do without. But when you stand up for your rights, even though Satan challenged you, you can still put him on the run. How can you put, because I don't think, I know that the greater one is in me. I have the name belongs to me. And when I use that name, He has to do what I say. Because I understand what I got. I don't beg my key to start my automobile. I just put it in and turn it and it starts. It's under my command. The name has been given to you to walk in authority over all these things that's trying to rule you and hold you in bondage and strip you of the blessing that's already been given you for you to enjoy now, today, not next week, but now. And your next week blessing will be when you get there. But He wants you to live in your now blessing. I don't want to feel good next week. I want to feel good now. You say, why do you want to feel good now? That's where I am now. When I get to next week, my now will be there. So He given me His name. I have the power of the Holy Spirit living in my spirit, talking to me, and I have ears to hear what He has to say. Because I spent time to find out what's in the book. And I know He talks the language of this covenant.